Get everything you want in a great wireless plan.
Everything?
Yeah, like nationwide 5G speeds for nonstop downloading everything.
Are you saying super fast 5G downloading right before you get on the plane? Everything?
Yep, your favorite shows and movies just in time for the flight. Everything.
Passengers, get ready for takeoff.
And we're off with everything we need.
It's everything you want, including the price. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Speed restrictions apply. Video and standard definition compatible plan and device required for 5G access, which may not be available in your area for 5G coverage. See cricketwireless.com/map.
Malones are competitive people. Come from a deep line with my father. There were nine in his family, and they had to fight for everything they had.
My dad didn't allow us to have any quit in us. I mean, everything we did, we pushed hard. This isn't a job to us. It's our passion. We were bred to do this.
Tired of putting up personal credit and assets for business purposes? Had enough with affecting personal credit from fluid business balance fluctuation? Take control of your corporate credit. Force suppliers, lenders, and potential partners to base their decisions on business performance. Here at Fast Corporate Credit LLC, we have refined the process for any business owner to establish, grow, and optimize corporate credit. Without corporate credit, you are falling behind the competition. Our 90-day program assists with bureau registration, monitoring, trade line building, cash flow planning, strategy, and targeting financing. Visit us at www.fastcorporatecredit.com.
Every day at Malone, we exist to improve our community, embracing technology, empowering people, striving to be better than yesterday. Malone Roofing Services and Friday Night Under the Lights have been impacting Mississippi for decades with the skill and dedication that has developed lasting relationships in our respective fields. For roofing, metal walls, and maintenance, Malone Roofing Services has you covered. Find out more on social media and at ecmalone.com. But for great football, it's Friday Night Under the Lights.
Welcome back to Friday Night Under the Lights, made possible tonight by the folks at Malone Roofers. You see them all over the place. They're more than just roofers. They're a part of your community. And, George, very quickly, maybe a couple scores that have come in since we got on the air, and then we've got a lot of folks we got to get to the phones on.
Okay, for a playoff game, Mendenhall defeated Stone by the score of 29-15. Also, Columbia defeated South Pike 35-7. North Pike defeated Summerall 37-27. Newton County, the score we have, Newton County over Pass Christian 3-0.
Oh, my goodness.
That was in a playoff game.
All right. All right, let's they're playing for the Little Brown Jug tomorrow. I think Mike told me this is the 100th meeting, and it'll be tomorrow instead of tonight. And Mike joins us now to give us a quick preview. Mike, this is still, I would say right now at this point, it's a toss-up game, wouldn't you, as far as who could win it?
Oh, the Little Brown Jug is always a toss-up game, and I'll make this quick. I'm just going to give you the rundown on the playoff scenario about this game. A Hattiesburg win tomorrow night. They're the number one seed, and Laurel will be fourth. A loss by Hattiesburg. Hattiesburg drops to the fourth seed, and West Jones would be the one. Brookhaven would be two. Laurel would be three. So, a loss by us, we would go to Picayune,
ooh,
and a win, we would host Gauche. And, you know, Kerry Metzler's a very good friend of mine, but I really don't want to see him next week. You know what I mean?
Well, he's coming up right behind you on tonight's show. I certainly understand what you're saying, Mike. Of course, you know, either one of those games is going to be tough, but that Maroon Tide, boy, you're going to have to run into him eventually. But, you know, very quickly, the story here is that we wouldn't even been talking about a first place in the division back in August. I mean, we weren't even sniffing that back then.
Oh, we weren't. That just tells you the job that Coach Vance has done with his team. And it's the old cliche. It's not how you start. It's how you finish. Right. And right now we're looking to finish strong.
Very good. Thank you, Mike. And we'll be looking forward to finding out what's going on at that little brown jug tomorrow. And we will talk to you next week, my friend.
All right. Y'all have a good weekend.
Thank you, Mike. Yeah. Let's go to Kerry. He's right up behind Mike. And I can understand why Mike and the Tigers may not want to see y'all next week.
Well, Russ, when you get to this point in the year, particularly in South 5A, anybody that gets in can win. And it's whether you get a one or a four seed, it's not going to matter. I mean, it's good football in 5A in
That's
the
right.
south part of the state. That's been evident the last couple of years. And it'll be no different this year. But Coach Vance does a great job up there. I'll tell you, I've interacted with him away from games before in his role with the athletic coordinator and athletic director up there.
Yeah.
He's going up there covering other sporting events. He's a class guy, great coach.
Yep.
And, regardless who we play next week, whether it be them or Laurel, it will be a tough first-round game. It really will be.
But you'll be at home because you're going to go in the number one seed. Now, what did you do last night?
We went to Goshen, and we got off to a great start. We scored the first three times we got the football, held them, and forced them to punt it each time, and scored quickly. Like I said, 21-0 about 8 minutes into the game. We were at 28-7 at the half, scored on the first offensive snap of the third quarter. They threw an interception, and Josh Tatum, one of our defensive backs, does a really good job. He intercepted it. Next play, we handed off to our fullback, Darnell Smith. He ran it in for a touchdown, and that pushed it out to 35-7, and then we swapped scores with them in the fourth quarter.
Our
defense has been playing really good, good. Our defense has probably been the key for us.
Yeah, but you got that stable of running backs, too. What a quick Chris Davis?
Well, you butchered that, Russ.
It's late, Kerry. It's late.
You gotta say it real fast. It's Quick Chris. He's actually a sophomore, and then, of course, our bell cow is Dante Dowdell. He's a junior,
right.
6 foot, 220 pounds. He's got a letter from everybody but Russ Robinson, I think, so far.
Tell him that's in the mail.
He can really play, but, he's not the only guy. And I think the thing that Coach Dodger's done such a great job with is he hasn't, in the past, you may be in situations where you got to run a guy just about every down. We've been in those situations before, but with this team, there's five, six guys that will touch the football as running backs, whether it be, fullback, wingback, or three tailbacks. And Coach Dodger, they do a really good job. He and Coach Feely. And also Coach Edwards on offense. They do a really good job of spreading it around. And I think that's been the key for this team is just keeping fresh legs in there.
Yeah.
But, Dowdell's a force. I mean, he's a bruiser. He runs well. I mean, he's a 4.5er. And then you got Chris, who's a 4.4. This is legit electronic time, and these guys can fly. But I think the key for this team, two things. The offensive line, we had no starters back. They have gelled into a really good group. They're not big, but they know what they got to do. And then this defense, what Seth Hayden has done with this defense, along with Mark Summers and Chikora Poole and Tyler Smith, what they've done with this defense has just been simply remarkable. We start six sophomores, and throughout the night, you may see as many as 10 sophomores play on defense.
You're going to be solid for the next couple of years, sounds like to me. All right, so are you going to go watch the Little Brown Jug tomorrow? Are you interested in
– No. No, not going to do that. I enjoyed tonight having a little time with the wife.
Yeah.
Spend some time tomorrow with her over the weekend. Well, you're like me, Russ. You go on Thursdays, you go on Friday every week,
with
JUCO coverage and high school coverage. So it was nice not to have to go somewhere tonight. And same, and likewise, tomorrow night. So, but I'm just going to lay low. I'll find some way to keep up with the score at some point, you know. We'll be ready for whoever comes next week. I know Mike doesn't want to see me, but Dad Burn it, Mike would like to see you next week. I'll buy you something to eat. I'll be nice to you. Gee whiz.
That's worth it right there.
Some kind of albatross you want to come see that. I'm kind of worried about, bro.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Kerry, we appreciate you. And you have a good weekend. And I know we'll talk to you after that, whoever you play next week.
All right. God bless y'all.
Thank you, brother.
Good work.
Thank you, man. Bye-bye. All right.
Tommy Barnett for the JA.
Yeah, let's get Tommy Barnett for the JA game in here. Tommy joins us now. And Tom's come on the last couple of weeks and enjoying this Friday night under the lights row of people that are involved in broadcast. And, you know, Tommy, you came in the number four seed in the MAIS, but you didn't play like that tonight. You played like a number one seed tonight.
No, Russ, wasn't a whole lot of tension on the JA sideline tonight. There was a JA early, early and often. Really, offense is finally starting to kind of find its way. This is now three straight Friday nights where Tate Collins has gone over 200 yards passing and two touchdowns. He was really good tonight. I think 14 of 22 for 212 yards. Defense, kind of had a letdown last week and the week before that against BCS. Very stingy tonight, caused six turnovers. Really, the only tension tonight, Jay jumped out to a 23-0 lead, Russ, and BCS had a big play, was driving, had third and goal from the three. Wynn Hooker hits Brake Summer on the backfield. All his turf, Porter Hill scoops and scores from 92 yards out.
Ooh.
And, it went from possibly 23-7 to 30-0, and it was kind of on cruise control the rest of the night for the Raiders. And, of course, the last couple of weeks, Dakota Jordan's been the big target for Tate Collins. Dakota had another solid game tonight, but tonight the playmaker from the wideout position was Merritt Nations. He four receptions, 113 yards and a touchdown, and a really good solid night from Scott Swally, our place kicker. Had several trips second quarter where we kind of bogged down in the red zone, but Swally was 4 of 4 tonight on the field goal.
I like Scott Swally. I think he's got a great leg, and he's very consistent. I just think that he can win a lot of games for you. Now, that sets up a battle next week with some boys that y'all are pretty familiar with up in Madison.
It does, Ross, and of course you know as well as I do. In our classification, if you're going to win football championship, the last couple of years, you're going to have to beat MRAs.
Yep.
And whether it's in the third, you're either going to beat them to get there or beat them to win the whole thing. And of course, we had a shot at him last year in the championship. Got brought down to earth pretty quickly. But kind of a different vibe, Ross. Maybe off our rocker, but Jay's really, like I said, that defense has always been clingy, but the offense is finally starting to find its way. And of course, I think you're probably going to have to score 30 plus to have a chance to beat him already.
I think so, too.
We'll see what happens.
I think so, too. I think you're right on the numbers there, Tommy. Hey, well, congratulations on the win tonight, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Ross. God bless,
brother. Thank you, brother. Tommy Bonhart, who is on the call with Brian Eubank for the JA Raiders, and they look like they're in position to try to take on MRA.
Yeah. MRA, of course, didn't play tonight, so they needed a week off, and it'll be interesting. It'll be a good ball game.
Well, we're going to be around till midnight tonight, and certainly want you to stay along. And if you want to call in, please call us at 601-401-6867. That is 601-401-6867. We will take your phone call, and if you want to come on the air and talk with us, you can. Or if you just want to leave the score of your school, you can do that. We pretty much got all the scores?
Pretty much, yeah.
All right, well, we'll take a timeout. Friday night, Under the Lights, brought to you by Cricket, returns in a moment.
Bye.
With Cricket Wireless, you get everything you want in a great wireless plan.
Everything?
Yeah, like nationwide 5G speeds for nonstop downloading everything.
Are you saying super fast 5G downloading right before you get on the plane? Everything?
Yep, your favorite shows and movies just in time for the flight. Everything.
Passengers, get ready for takeoff.
And we're off with everything we need.
It's everything you want, including the price. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Speed restrictions apply. Video and standard definition compatible plan and device required for 5G access, which may not be available in your area for 5G coverage. See cricketwireless.com/map.
Tired of putting up personal credit and assets for business purposes? Had enough with affecting personal credit from fluid business balance fluctuation? Take control of your corporate credit. Force suppliers, lenders, and potential partners to base their decisions on business performance. Here at Fast Corporate Credit LLC, we have refined the process for any business owner to establish, grow, and optimize corporate credit. Without corporate credit, you are falling behind the competition. Our 90-day program assists with bureau registration, monitoring, trade line building, cash flow planning, strategy, and targeting financing. Visit us at www.fastcorporatecredit.com.
Get your school on the network now.
I started at 23 with nothing but me. And I believe roofing should be a profession and a career. Generations of Malones have proven that there is nothing we can't accomplish. Malone protects people and your things that matter most.
Welcome back to Friday Night Under the Lights, made possible tonight by Cricket Wireless. Smile, you're on Cricket. Russ Robinson with you, along with George Broadstreet. We got a lot of folks on the phone tonight. We got all the scores. We got every score that's out there. And so Dr. Dave will be putting those up on the website here shortly. He's got the brackets up. And I was seeing the numbers the other day he was giving me that we're getting a lot of looks during the week on the website, which is very encouraging. So appreciate y'all doing that. Let's go to the telephone now. And someone I've been getting to know all year is a super guy by the name of Tyler Turner. He is the head coach for the Jackson Prep Patriots. And I would say you probably got to be in a pretty good mood tonight, Coach.
Yeah, yeah, I am. I'm extremely proud of our guys. They've played a great game, and you know, and all of our guys got to play, and it was a really good night. You know, it's gonna be our last game at prep for this year, so you know, we told them to leave it all on the field, and they did, and we're really proud of them.
Coach, there's probably a lot of people that don't know much about you, where you came from, and you know, all getting into the prep job. Give us a little bit, very quickly, a little background on you and your coaching career and where you've been.
Yeah, I started my career in Wynn, Arkansas as an assistant. My high school head coach got the job at the same time I graduated from college. He brought me in, and we got to learn from him, Chris Hill. He was the offensive coordinator at Harding University, and now he's actually at Sylvan Hills High School in Arkansas. And I was there with him 4 years as a DC, and had a really good run. there and went to the state championship. And then I got a head coaching job in Jackson, Tennessee at Liberty Tech when I was 28.
Hmm.
We went 13-1 my first year there, and the best season in school history, and went to the state championship my second year there. And then after that, I left. I took a job, the Olive Branch job, which is a tradition-rich school, and that were had on some. Came off an 0-11 season, and I got hired there, and we actually went to the semifinals my first year there, and lost to West Point 2 years in a row, and then I was there for 3 years, and then I went to Good Pasture, and they had won 7 games in the previous 4 years, and we ended up winning 9, and we go to the semis my first year there, and then Prep called. I didn't plan on leaving there, and then Prep called me, and I really talked to those guys, and really they really sold me on the program and just the school. And you know, when you have kids, when you think about putting them in school in these days, Prep is a great school to get your kids ready to go to college, and
yep.
And plus they're pretty good at athletics around here too, so
doesn't hurt.
It's sort of a no-brainer.
That's true. That's I tell you what, you took on a program, sounds like you've been very successful everywhere you've been, so you take on a program that's been very successful. How difficult was it to get the kids to buy into what you wanted to do?
I think the kids at Prep want to be successful, and that's what sort of I think is why the program's been so successful, is because the kids are they're sort of overachievers. Mm-hmm. You know, they're overachievers in the classroom and as well as on the field. You know, everybody we play talks about how hard our kids are going to play, and you know, when you have that, you can win a lot of ball games. I think our kids from the very first minute, you know, they just want to win, and they want to be. And our kids are proud to put that logo across their chest. So they bought in, and there was never a doubt that those kids they were ready to play football. And I believe we've grown throughout the season and grown. And to the just what the program is now, you know, how we practice, how we play, you know, the speed, the tempo play, and of course, off, you know, as well as I do, offensive and defensive philosophies are completely different, you
yep.
know. So
yep.
they really bought in, and that man, it's been a blast. We got great kids at Prep,
no doubt about that. Now next Friday, after winning tonight 55-13, next Friday you get to go up the street and take on a team that's already beaten you this year. I would say you probably mm-hmm. aren't going to have to motivate these Prep kids very much.
Well, I'm here in my huddle after the game, because I told them, I said, guys, there ain't no motivational speech for next week. We know what we're going to do. And our guys are fired up. They're ready to play, getting their opportunity, and they got us the first time, and we're just going to get another shot.
Well, you've got a junior quarterback, and we'll close with this. You've got a junior quarterback that's really mm-hmm. coming into his own, and has, you know, has broken some records there at Prep that I didn't think would be broken for a while. He's really maturing, and mm-hmm. he's leading this team.
Yeah, you know, I told him today, I said, guys, you know, everybody says every year, every coach says you want to be peaking come playoff time.
Right.
I said, we say that every year. And sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. I said, guys, this is the definition of it happening. You know, Paxton, you know, he was 17 for 19 tonight. He was 23 for 26 last week. He doesn't make bad decisions. And it helps that our receivers are finding grass, getting open, understanding the concepts. And it took a little while to get there, but we're getting there. And plus, our offensive line is giving them time to throw it. You know, so It's been fun to watch the growth of our team this season.
Well, Coach, you've done a great job in a very difficult situation. As far as coming to a new situation and taking on a program that is tradition rich, and so good luck next week down mm-hmm. there. And who knows, you may wind up in that championship game, and who knows? That's why they play the games, right?
That's right. We're gonna give it our best shot.
All right.
We're gonna give it our best shot. I know our kids will be ready to practice next week.
All right, Coach. Thanks so much, Coach Turner. Good to have you here in the Jackson area.
Hey, thank y'all.
All righty. That's Tyler Turner, who is the head coach of the Jackson Prep Patriots, who won tonight 55-13. Let's get Harold on the telephone. It's been a long, tough season for the Petal Panthers. Harold, how did it end?
It was a tough one, guys. We lost to Terry last night 13-7, but I'm going to tell you something about this team. This team, I think, never gave up, Russ. They, you know, they played their hearts out. They never gave up, and they showed a lot of potentials. And we've got a sophomore quarterback that has grown up this year. So, you know, we got some people coming back next year. We've got people coming back. Got a great coaching staff. Got great staff members. Got a lot of great people in the administration. People here in this school. I think it's going to be fantastic for the 2022 season next year.
Well, I agree with you, and I agree with you on the fact that you've got a great administration over there, and it's because of that administration that the Petal Panthers are who they are. And, hey, Harold, everyone's going to have an off year from time to time when you get cycling new kids and a new coaching staff and new, you know, everything's new. You know, it's tough. And so you take your licks, which you've done this year, and you've won a couple of ball games, but they'll be in the weight room, you know, as soon as the season's over with, and they'll be a better football team next year for that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I want to throw out to Coach, one of our ministers, Joel Bowman. He's a tremendous person. I've got to meet and tell him that he's a good person. We've got a whole great staff. Looking over that 6A playoff brackets, guys, I'm telling you, there are 8 ball games on tap, and you know you're going to look at Warren Central going down to Ocean Springs. Hey, don't push Warren Central's button, guys, because I'm going to tell you something. They are a good ball club.
Yes, they are.
I at the start of the season, I'm thinking Warren Central is 0-3, but they just come rattling back.
Yep.
Rattling back. And Pearl's not going to be a bad pushover. Brandon and Oak Grove. But you've got 4 teams on that coast that, I mean, you know, look good.
Yep, yep.
From what I hear, Ocean Springs, D'Iberville, Harrison Central, and Gulfport.
The ball game
that I'm looking at real hard is that Ocean Springs 1 Central. But the game between Gulfport and Oak Grove. And, Russ, let me ask you this real quick. Do they play Thursday or Friday of next week?
You know, I see George is going to look that up right now.
As far as I know, it's Friday.
Yeah, as far as we know, it's Friday right now. So
okay.
If
but you know. I tell you, it's going to be interesting next year to see how it is. And like I was listening to y'all with Dolan, I mean with Tony and Mike. Hey, look. If Tony's going to provide Mike with food, go ahead and do it. But tomorrow night between the Little Brown Jug, guys, if you never sit up there when it was cold and you never got to freeze, let me tell you something. It's going to be a cool night in Laurel tomorrow night. And I've been there between those bricks.
I have too.
And it is hilarious.
It's something else. So, Harold, we got to run. We're up against a break. But thank you for being a part of our show and you know, focusing on the Petal Panthers for us.
And
go ahead.
And don't be surprised during the playoff championships. And like I said, the All-Star games. Hey. You may see somebody in the stands.
I think I will. You'll be right down beneath me. Down there. In the
I
stand.
Hear you, buddy.
All right, bro. Thanks so much, Harold. All right. Have a good one, man.
All right, guys.
Bye-bye.
All right, man. Bye-bye.
All right, we're coming up to – this is the fastest hour of my week, and then we're getting ready to come to the second fastest hour of my week. And
yeah.
That's the second. Now, when we take a break, we come back. George's going to go over all the scores because a lot of folks just getting in the cars, maybe got out, got something to eat. Whatever, but there's a lot of traveling going on this week too. So
yeah.
George will have all the scores, and we're going to the telephone. We got reports coming from Josh West and from Jeff Hagan, and John Marcus Duncan is going to call about the prep game, and Brandon Shields will be along. So we got a lot coming up in the second hour. Joel will have his crazy eights and kind of a surprise or two there tonight. So you'll want to catch that. So a lot happening on Friday night under the lights, and we're so glad that you made us a part of your Friday night, and really glad that MPB Think Radio handles this show because it's statewide. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more Friday Night on the Lights in a moment.